Small Business Australia, has been a semi-regular guest on the program. Bill Lang, good afternoon.
G'day, Tom. How are you going?
Good. I guess, obviously, everybody's pleased today because it's something rather than nothing compared to the same time yesterday. But do the government's plans go far enough, Bill?
Look, it's a positive start. It's a pity it wasn't announced yesterday, Tom, in terms of keeping everyone sort of hanging, you know, on the line, and then the press conference happening so late in the afternoon. And as even some of your calls are now trying to navigate through which rules might apply to them, and there's still some issues around the logic of it all. But overall, there's some great relief out there. Businesses that can open will get themselves back open. They will welcome their customers back. They'd like to see them cancelling their Netflix subscriptions and coming down and spending some money with their local businesses.
Okay, how bad do you think the damage will be with businesses? Like, how many shop fronts and so forth just won't reopen?
Our latest research that we've done, as of 2 weeks ago, there were 33% of Melbourne-based businesses very concerned about their future survival. So that's 200,000. Our estimate is that there's probably at least 100,000 are actually closed for good. They're not coming back. And in fact, I was walking down a couple of blocks in Fitzroy, Brunswick Street the other day, and it's an area I walk down pretty regularly, and I counted in two blocks 8 retail businesses with real estate agent signs out the front. Those 8 were all open for business 4 months ago.
Yes, and I've noticed the same thing on Lygon Street, which is a not dissimilar retail precinct being mixed of retail and cafes and restaurants. Okay, so you reckon maybe 16% of businesses won't reopen, 100,000, which is a terrible number. Are you confident about, you know, will businesses have the confidence, given that we've chopped and changed on lockdowns and so forth before, will they have the confidence to say, okay, this is it, we really can go full throttle?
Look, I don't think that anyone will be going full throttle. I think it's going to be sort of tentative steps, and depending on the type of, you know, industry that you're in, the type of business, and then what are your financial resources? Small business owners and their personal assets have been drained in many respects beyond repair, and they're going to need full compensation from the government. They're going to need something done about the bankruptcy laws. But you're sort of still watching every penny. Like, will the customers come back? Are some of the customers too frightened to come out, given the fear-mongering that's gone on, and, you know, the fact that we stayed locked down because, you know, one child went to school with COVID, or one truck driver goes to a couple of places, and then, you know, thousands of people have to get tested. So there's still a lot of fear out there amongst a lot of the citizens, Tom. But everyone knows what the right things are to do in terms of staying COVID safe. You know, I just heard you talking about, the boxing you used to do. Why can't you go back and do that, and, you know, wearing masks, for example? So people know the 3 or 4 things to do. Mm. They're all doing them. It's going to work out okay.
Yeah, I've actually just read the government rules, and it's quite clear that on the 9th of November, indoor community sport can recommence, but it's all non-contact. So I don't think boxing is going to be happening, or kickboxing or anything like that. And another thing we were talking about earlier, Bill, and I like your view on this. You know, the share price of online retailer Kogan dropped a bit today. It seems to me, though, that a lot of the habits that we've learnt over the past 6 months about shopping online probably won't go away. Do you think that people's shopping habits in particular have shifted permanently now?
I think for some categories that's very likely to be the case, Tom. And if you've found now that you can actually work from home rather than going into the city, and that your boss is okay with that, but you still want to have a break at lunchtime, well, now you're going down to a local cafe to buy some lunch, you're probably going to get a little bit sick of making it yourself all the time, whereas in the past that was happening in the city. So some of that's going to flow to local consumption, but there's no doubt with some things, we say, geez, I can save some time, and these deliveries seem to work okay, and I'm going to be at home a bit more often to pick up the deliveries. You know, why not? So with things like online things, it's the integration of the price, the range, the convenience and consistency of delivery. If that saves you some time and you're pretty confident it's going to happen, why would people change back?
Hmm. And finally, I know you mainly talk about the constituency of small business, but in big business, Christina Holgate, the CEO of Australia Post, has been in a lot of trouble recently for doling out expensive watches to staff and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on boxes at the footy and that sort of thing. Do you think she's being fairly or unfairly treated?
Look, I don't know what the full facts of the situation are with respect to that situation, Tom, but, like, it is a business that is owned by the government, and ultimately the government is responsible for managing that business and what the policies and things are. So, you know, I heard the other day that a $3 million piece of land up in New South Wales got bought by the federal government for $30 million. Like, you know, WTF, like, what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good point. Yes, that's something I've been meaning to talk about, and we're just with all the COVID stuff here in Victoria, we haven't got to it. Thanks, Bill. Bill Lang, Executive Director of Small Business Australia. So what he's referring to, there was some block of land which is adjacent either to the existing airport or I think possibly the new one that they're going to build in Sydney. And somehow it looks like some senior bureaucrats have paid the family that owned this farming land $30 million, even though apparently the land was only worth $3 million. So to sit there criticising Christina Holgate over $12,000 worth of expensive watches when arguably the federal government has wasted $27 million seems a bit like one of my favourite sayings, being penny wise and pound foolish. Now, Anthony Rangers.